Creative Talk.
Hello everyone, Chris Holyfield here for another Native Talk class. Today I'm going to teach you different idioms to describe people. Number two is gold digger. This word is used to describe people who only get in a relationship because they're interested in the other person's money. Anna married that rich guy even though he's 40 years older than her. I suspect that she might be a gold digger. Number three is know-it-all. You call someone a know-it-all when they're always trying to seem like the smartest person in the room. When I told my mom that I liked drawing squares, my brother corrected me and said, "Well, actually, those are rectangles because the sides aren't even." Oh my gosh, what a freaking know-it-all. Number four is jack of all trades. A jack of all trades is a person who is good at doing many different things. They may not be a master at any of these things, but they're still pretty good. Carl fixes cars, builds websites, and paints on the side for money. I wish I were a jack of all trades like him. Number five is yes man. A yes man is someone who's constantly giving positive feedback to their superior. They're always giving answers that the other person wants to hear. There's John again saying that he'll stay late to finish the project and do the boss's laundry. I can't believe that. I'd rather be unemployed than be someone's yes man. Number six is party pooper. A party pooper is someone who is always ruining other people's fun. We can't let her know that we're going to the concert. She's such a party pooper. She'll probably tell our parents that we stayed out late. Number seven is social butterfly. We call someone a social butterfly when they're always surrounded by people. This kind of personality always attracts a lot of fun and activity. Usually, they're positive and talkative. Other people love going out, but I've never been much of a social butterfly. Number eight is go-getter. A go-getter is a very ambitious and goal-oriented person. These people are always focused on figuring out how they can get to the next level of something, most of the time professionally or academically. Harriet is only 20 years old, but she's already getting her master's degree, owns a house, and is working on her fourth book. She's definitely a go-getter. Number nine is copycat. Someone who is a copycat is a person who is always trying to imitate other people. I dyed my hair blue this week, and what a coincidence, Ryan dyed his hair blue too. He says it's just a coincidence, but I know that he's a total copycat. Number 10 is pain in the neck. You call someone a pain in the neck when they're just annoying. Ever since his girlfriend broke up with him, Micah has been calling me non-stop. I really want to help him, but he's being such a pain in the neck. I think I'm going to block his phone number. So there you have it, 10 idioms for describing people. Thanks so much for watching, and I'll see you again next video. Bye.